Hello. Yes, sir, Mr. President. No, I think your fellow Shore may have stuck his neck out a little too far.
He sure did. With that, I read the full article. I haven't got the transcript of his speech, but I've already been in touch with Stanton.
Stanton's still there?
Yep, he's still there, and he's still running the show for the next year until operating.
Good.
Capacity.
It is good. This is really something that really ought to come.
He has the right to any
opinion.
Well, I think if I do this right, I can get him yanked out of here, which is, I've been looking for the opportunity to open it, and he's given it to me. And I'm just going to call a chip with Stanton and say, by God, this fellow should not be reporting, certainly from the White House. He feels that
because of Stanton knows that he's good as support.
Oh, and I raised that with it, and Frank's reaction was that, yeah, we were good. And this time, I think I can cash that chip in. I do want to get the whole speech. I got the Portland.
You got it.
Well, they've got a couple of quotes in at the end about your insensitivity to work with poor people.
Jeez,
right.
After all,
that's totally a different thing. That's the point I've made with Seth today.
Right.
I think we can rock him on it.
So
he hit the ball over the fence again last night, Mr. President.
Well, it was just, and the questions were very dull, Chuck. I was looking, and I was hoping he would come in with questions that I could put him, and I had to drag in the answers, which almost like, I don't know, I guess.
Yeah, I could tell that. I could tell that.
The questions are very muddy, weren't they?
It's just news that they're
out there in the country and they just aren't that smart.
Well, it's just like a press conference. When you get the sharp, tough, hostile press,
yeah,
it's much easier for you to really turn on.
Right.
Than when you've got to kind of pull the stuff out. But it went very well, and I've had three or four calls in this morning, volunteers, like Hope Lewis called, that he listened to it and just thought she was superb. And you were in total command, which I think one of the networks made that point. One of the summaries.
Wow.
But it was very good, very firm.
Well, we got an interview as well as the profit. They're going to extend the freeze, and it's going to be indefinite, ineffective. Interest rates. We noticed I left a little hooker in there. I thought, well, we'd have to look at interest rates and see whether we have to roll up.
I caught the hooker. And also, what I particularly liked was the profits. And of course, the market has started up this morning. So that gave it a very healthy kick.
Did it go up a little?
I was up about 4 points when I checked at 11 o'clock, which was a direct result, I'm sure, of the profits. That's the one thing these fellows keep needing reassurance on.
It'll come back.
There's a little wait and see going on, but it won't.
And also, I made my prediction. I did say on 5 o'clock that I got on the economy. I think that was a good thing.
It was an excellent thing. You put that very well. I had dinner with Howard Smith last night.
Too good.
I try to see him every few months because he's a pretty good fellow and helps us from time to time. He, in a room. Which was mixed as a dinner party, both Republicans and Democrats. He very loudly announced to me across the dinner table, he said, well, your man is certainly in good shape. And he said, in fact, I don't see how any Democrat can possibly touch him. He said, he's really preempted the field. He's got it with the economics. He's got it with the foreign policy. He was very up on it.
Well, the week after. That's the one area they can't touch it on.
No.
They can squeal about Vietnam, but did you notice there wasn't one question on Vietnam? I was waiting for it.
China, but not Vietnam.
China.
That's right. But it's another thing, and you won't get them. The government got a little play because of this sensationalism of a riot being created.
But we had, and as far as the demonstrators, so they had 5,000 or 6,000. But they didn't have anything.
No. Howard made that point last night. He said the issue is absolutely gone. It's totally gone. As far as the negative is concerned, he said he had to put over the course of the next year, it turns into a very, very strong positive.
But do you think the swan is a negative?
Totally.
So what about the Q election?
No, we talked about that. He said it's just that he had a son with him who fought in Vietnam.
I know. And it was badly wounded.
Yeah, a great young fellow at the dinner. I think he's been an influence on how it
is. Oh, yes, I understand.
And he's depressed over it. He said, I wish people would be more interested. He said, it's just terrible. He said, you can't get into crying in the isolation. But his point was that no matter what...
Well, Howard knows, Smith knows that I'm fighting in the isolation.
Every week, he sure does. And he's applauded the toughened line of Joseph's our policies around the world. But he was making the point that there's no way people don't give a goddamn who's running Vietnam. They don't care about anything except that we're out. If they think we're out there and the war's over, there's no way that issue can hurt it to them.
It's like we really are out.
Of course we are. We're doing these jobs. There'll be 150,000 that the war is over. That's one they can't use, but we've got to hammer constantly.
Right.
Prosperity without war. The CPI didn't play too bad with this president.
No, I think it played all right.
It did.
It did very well.
It was buried yesterday, I thought.
Yeah.
I was a little taken back with that damn story.
I didn't think it was so bad. So I think it was nobody asked me about that last night. I was loaded for that.
Well, I was certain you'd get a question, but it just showed it really didn't matter.
Didn't worry.
We get so damn close to it and sensitive to it.
I was able to throw in if anybody could listen. Good heart. 15% increase in retail sales for the year. 50% upward in the leading indicators. 25% increase in automobiles in the last month over the month. So, of course, I mean, a year ago, that beautiful. And, you know, those are enormous, important figures.
Did you?
That's before the freeze.
Oh, that's right. They are.
Except for auto.
Did you see did anybody send into you the Wall Street Journal article yesterday on the economy?
No, I didn't.
The most superb article that I'm taking care of, mailing it all over the goddamn country. It is really the most bullish piece I've seen yet.
Send it.
I'll send it in to you.
Yeah, send it if you would over to the ask them to send it over to the when I take off the challenge.
Oh, good.
Liberal.
Yeah. Just good.
I'll tell you, that's tough. We're going to appoint two conservatives. Period.
That's going to do more for us with the conservatives.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. That's...
They'll like pop.
Yep. We'll love them, especially if we get just enough opposition to each other.
We will. We will. It is. And then the other one will be conservative, too. I can show you. I just ruled out today with Mitch Masters. No liquor. None. No credentials. I'm not going to go the Jewish road. None of that.
Well, I think...
Not. I'd go Jewish if I had a conservative. If I had Henry Kissinger as a judge, I'd put him on. I don't have it.
Yeah, or Frankfurter in his last 10 years as a judge.
Yeah.
That kind of a guy.
You notice I paid... Any statistic that would hurt that answer, the judges appreciated it, I'm sure.
Well, every lawyer would, like yeah. I came to admire Frank Fitzgerald.
And Brandeis, we all of us lost him.
You did that beautifully.
And remembering, too, that Frank Fitzgerald had never served in a court, and never practiced law, except for 2 years of service. U.S. attorney.
Exactly.
Brandeis never served in a court. He was just a great lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
So what the hell? So that gave us room to appoint a law professor, a lawyer, or as I said, a member of the Senate Judiciary.
Sure. No, that was beautiful.
Or Martha Mitchell, if your husband is
good. That's got a good response. Well, that brings the conservatives back. You know, the thing that they will look at that as the big issue, because that's shaping policy for years to come.
Why don't you do this, but build a little fire. Great tug of war right out staff. Wouldn't that be a good idea?
Marvelous.
Not the White House staff. Say some members of the Senate are urging.
Well, because there are two vacancies, one liberal, one
conservative. That's right. He's being urged to split it.
And we want some drum fire from the
right. Okay.
That'll be excellent. I'll do it, sir.
Fine job.
Thank you, sir.